Conducting global internal investigations, getting it right across borders. Multinational employers often assume that conducting an internal workplace investigation is a straightforward exercise. Gather evidence, interview witnesses, and reach a conclusion. In the United States, this model generally works. Internationally, it does not. Quick hits. An employee's right to be heard before any sanction is imposed is a near-universal international principle. The right to be accompanied by someone who supports the employee's interests at disciplinary or investigatory meetings is statutory or contractual in many jurisdictions. Procedural failures in the investigation, including missed deadlines and use of unauthorized investigators, can independently invalidate the disciplinary outcome. In many jurisdictions, strict statutory deadlines, sometimes as short as 48 hours, govern when disciplinary action must be initiated. Employers may want to ensure they address data privacy compliance, including cross-border transfer mechanisms and subject access request risks, before any data collection begins. The key international principle in an investigation is that procedural compliance is not separate from the substantive disciplinary decision. It is part of it. An employer that reaches the right conclusion by the wrong process will often lose the legal ability to impose sanctions on the employee. Fundamental differences, United States versus international. In the United States, employers have broad latitude to investigate workplace issues. Employees have limited rights to counsel, no general right to refuse to cooperate, and investigation findings can be used freely. Furthermore, investigations can be conducted informally. Internationally, the investigation process is often regulated by statute or case law. The right to be accompanied by someone who supports the employee's interests is near universal in formal proceedings. Cooperation obligations exist but are qualified. Data protection law governs what can be collected, retained, and shared. Critically, procedural failures in the investigation can invalidate the disciplinary outcome entirely, the right to be heard. A near-universal international principle requires that the employee be given an opportunity to respond before any sanction is imposed. This is known variously as due process prior hearing, show cause notice process, or disciplinary inquiry, depending on the jurisdiction. In practice, this requires 1. Written notice of the specific allegations, vague allegations, constitute a procedural failure. 2. Sufficient time for the employee to prepare a response. 3. An opportunity to present that response, orally or in writing, depending on the jurisdiction. 4. In many jurisdictions, the right to cross-examine witnesses or challenge evidence. And 5. A decision made only after genuinely considering the response. The right to be accompanied. In many jurisdictions, employees have a statutory or contractual right to be accompanied at investigatory and disciplinary meetings. The specific rules vary by country. In the United Kingdom and Ireland, there is a statutory right to be accompanied by a trade union representative or colleague at formal disciplinary and grievance hearings. In France, employees have the right to be assisted by a fellow employee at the entretien préalable, pre-dismissal interview. In Germany, the Works Council must be heard before any dismissal. Failure renders the dismissal void. In South Africa, employees have the right to a companion and to call witnesses at a disciplinary hearing. In India, employees have the right to bring a co-worker representative to the domestic inquiry. The practical consequence is significant. Scheduling a disciplinary or investigatory meeting without offering the right to accompaniment where it applies renders the outcome procedurally defective, even if the substantive finding is correct. Who conducts the investigation? In the United States, the choice of investigator is largely a matter of employer discretion. An HR manager, outside counsel, or internal legal team can typically conduct the investigation. Internationally, this assumption could be fatal to the disciplinary outcome. Many jurisdictions require that specific persons or bodies conduct the investigation or disciplinary proceeding. In India, a domestic inquiry must be conducted by an inquiry officer who is impartial and, in many cases, particularly for senior employees or unionized workforces, a formal disciplinary committee is required. In several Latin American countries, the disciplinary process must be conducted locally by authorized personnel. Investigation findings produced by a U.S. parent company may lack standing in local proceedings. In jurisdictions with strong works council rights, such as Germany or the Netherlands, employee representative bodies may have consultation or co-determination rights over how investigations are conducted. The key principle is that an investigation conducted entirely by U.S.-based personnel without involvement of local HR or legal advisors may not be recognized as a valid basis for disciplinary action in the local jurisdiction. The U.S. parent's conclusion, however well supported, may simply not count. Timing: the statutory clock is running. One of the most overlooked aspects of international investigations is timing. Many jurisdictions impose strict statutory deadlines that govern how quickly an employer must act, not just in concluding the investigation, but in initiating disciplinary proceedings once facts are known. In some countries, these deadlines are remarkably short. In France, for example, employers must initiate formal disciplinary proceedings within 2 months of becoming aware of the misconduct, and the sanction must be imposed within 1 month of the disciplinary interview. In Brazil, the prevailing jurisprudential view requires employers to act promptly, with some courts finding delays of more than 30 days constitute condemnation of the misconduct. In certain Middle Eastern jurisdictions, deadlines can be as short as 48 hours from discovery to initiation of disciplinary action. Missing these windows does not merely weaken the employer's position, it can extinguish the right to terminate the employment relationship altogether. The practical implication is significant. A thorough but slow investigation may produce an airtight factual record that cannot be acted upon. Global investigation protocols must account for local timing requirements from the outset and escalate matters appropriately to preserve the employer's ability to take disciplinary action. Data privacy. Compliance investigations involving access to employee communications, devices, or data trigger. Data protection obligations in most jurisdictions. Key requirements include proportionality and legal basis. Employers may want to ensure they access only data that is necessary and proportionate. Most regimes require a documented legal basis for accessing data, typically legitimate interests balanced against employee privacy rights. Employee notification, covert monitoring has strict limits. Employees must typically be notified of monitoring either in advance via policy or promptly after covert access. Cross-border transfers. Sharing investigation reports from a European entity to U.S. headquarters requires a valid transfer mechanism, such as standard contractual clauses or intra-company agreements. Subject access requests, under the European Union's General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, and similar laws, investigation subjects and complainants can request copies of personal data held about them, including investigation files, interview notes, witness statements, and reports. Exemptions for privilege or ongoing investigations exist but are narrow. Employers may want to structure files with potential disclosure in mind. A 2026 Ready Strategy. Multinational employers developing internal investigation protocols may want to ensure those protocols incorporate the right to be heard and the right to be accompanied as standard procedural requirements, are aligned with local data protection requirements before any data collection begins, include documented cross-border data transfer mechanisms for investigations that span jurisdictions, provide written notice of specific allegations with sufficient time for the employee to respond, account for Works Council consultation requirements in jurisdictions like Germany, where failure to involve the Works Council renders the dismissal void, and build an awareness of local timing requirements and investigator qualifications to preserve the employer's ability to act on investigation findings. Investigations have rules. The right to be heard, the right to be accompanied, and data protection obligations apply before any disciplinary outcome. Procedural failure is independently sufficient for a court to find the employee has been unfairly dismissed in most jurisdictions. A global investigation template cannot absorb the procedural complexity of international employment law. A global investigation strategy will better serve the corporation. Ogletree Deakins Cross-Border Practice Group and Global Reorganizations Practice Group will continue to monitor developments and will post updates on the cross-border, cybersecurity and privacy, global reorganizations, and workplace investigations and organizational assessments blogs as additional information becomes available. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn, Odd. Instagram, Chao. Webinars, Bao, Podcasts.